Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, the Baptists claim there have always been Baptists since the church age began. Is that accurate?
Well, it depends on how you define Baptist. If the definition of Baptist is one who practices baptism by immersion, then the answer is yes.
What about the denomination called Baptist? Do they have doctrinal continuity with the original Christian church?
No, but a lot of Baptist historians have suggested that they have. They call this the perpetuity view, and it's often associated with a book called The Trail of Blood by the late Dr. James Milton Carroll. This was published back in 1931. It claims perpetuity. But if an honest reading of it shows that they didn't have the original faith. Basically, they just point to the fact that infant baptism came up later and they were in favor of it. But one of the things it says is, quote, "In the first two centuries, the individual churches rapidly multiplied, and some of the earlier ones, such as Jerusalem, Antioch, Ephesus, Corinth, etc., grew. Serious error began to creep in. The loyal churches declared non-fellowship with those who accept and practice errors." Now, that's true, by the way. And while the bulk of the people in Ephesus and Antioch were faithful till sometime in the 3rd century, Jerusalem and Corinth apostatized by the middle of the 2nd century. Anyway, furthermore, I should point out that in the Trail of Blood, Dr. Carroll claims certain royal loyal churches, but these were not loyal in the biblical perspective. Now, I want to read some other Baptist claim. It says, quote, "The Novatians were Baptists. They continued on as Anabaptists. And among the persecuted people of God, there have been the Novatians, the Cathari, Paterines, Paulicians, Pettibrusians, Henricans, Arnoldsists, Albigenses, Waldenses, Lollards, etc. And nearly all of them were occasionally designated Anabaptists or rebaptizers by their enemies." Well, here's the deal. While some groups might have held some Baptist doctrines, many did not. For example, the Cathari and the Paterines considered the cross to be the mark of the beast. Okay, yet modern Baptists use crosses as their religious symbol. And another example would be the Waldensians. They paid multiple tithes. They kept the Sabbath on Saturday. They didn't keep Easter. They weren't anything like modern Baptists. Now, I'm going to read something from Baptist pastor Tyler Robbins. He says, "Who are the Novation Baptists? As much of this stuff is just inaccurate." He talked about Trail of Blood being wrong. He talked about other Baptist historians being wrong. Said the problem is that Novation was not a Baptist, and Novation himself was baptized by pouring, not by immersion. Okay? And so they obviously were not. Now, Baptists, by the way, don't believe in apostolic succession. And since they don't, that pretty much eliminates them having perpetuity anyway. Now, I want to read something an inaccurate claim from a Baptist minister named G.H. Orchard from the 19th century. He claims Baptists may be considered the only Christian community that stood since the time of the apostles. All Christian communities during the first three centuries were Baptist denomination. The Oriental Baptist churches, with their successors, the Paulicians, continued with purity until the 10th century. And they flourished until the Crusaders had to eliminate them.
In what way are these claims inaccurate?
Well, the Oriental churches would be those of Asia Minor. And they had many doctrines that the modern Baptists opposed. And we have them documented in the free ebook we have, Hope of Salvation, How the Continuing Church of God Differs from Protestantism, which is available at ccog.org. Anyway, the so-called successors, called the Paulicians, by the way, were Binitarian. So they weren't Trinitarian. They kept Passover on the 15th of the first day of the month of the calendar. whereas Baptists call Passover Easter and they keep it on Sunday. Paulicians also kept the seventh-day Sabbath while opposing Sunday. They didn't keep Christmas. And the faithful ones who were called Paulicians were also pacifists. Anyway, in his book, G.H. Orchard also claimed that primitive Baptists began with John the Baptist. And he later included people like Ignatius of Antioch, Irenaeus of Lyon, and Theodophilus of Antioch. And he considered the writings of John Chrysostom and Augustine of Hippo as testimonies of the fathers, and he called them great men. But, for example, he pointed to Justin Martyr. Martyr said that if you teach that you go to heaven when you die, you're not Christian. The reality is many, if not most, of these primitive Baptist ministers, Orchard claimed, held different doctrines. And for example, John the Baptist said that, this is recorded in Luke 1, verse 79, he was to give to guide our feet in the way of peace. Then in Luke 3:14, the soldiers asked him, what should we do? And John said to them, don't intimidate anyone. Accuse falsely or be content with your wages. Now, the word intimidate means do violence. So John Baptist said you had to be pacifist. Well, the Baptists aren't pacifists. Okay. And he also quoted people like John Chrysostom and Augustine. Not only weren't they real Christians, they both taught infant baptism.
Even if Dr. Orchard is wrong on some he called great men, could he still be right on the perpetual existence of the denominational Baptist church from the beginning of the church age?
No, the doctrinal differences are just too broad.
Okay.
But on the 21st century and the internet, though, you can make people read people make these claims still. For example, Calvary Baptist Church believes that Baptistic church have existed from the time of Christ to present day. Some of God's people were known as Novatians in the year 250. Novatian converted on his deathbed. He had been a well-known and distinguished pagan philosopher.
Are the Baptists claiming their doctrinal perpetuity through a pagan philosopher and elder of the Church of Rome named Novatian?
Yeah, and he was not baptized by immersion. Huh. Anyway, instead of claiming doctrinal perpetuity from beginning, the late civil rights activist and Baptist minister Martin Luther King Jr. correctly concluded that his church, as well as other Greco-Roman Catholic and Protestant churches, adopted many traditions from Mithraism. Mithra is a pagan sun god. Anyway, it's a documented fact that modern Baptists adopted beliefs that the early churches didn't have and their faithful successors don't have.
What are some of the ramifications if the Baptists actually had doctrinal continuity with unknown groups or portion of unknown groups throughout
and if they were the so-called faithful ones, that means basically about 1% of the world's population during the entire church age would have an opportunity to have salvation. And that's just wrong. And that was not a belief of the early church. The early church also was not Trinitarian. It was Sabbatarian. And now some have wondered about the Seventh-day Baptists, but Richard Nichols, who's a late Church of God historian, he made several points about them as well. I'm going to read from what he wrote back in 1993. Seventh-day Baptists cannot validly claim exclusion ownership of the history of Sabbatarians. Seventh-day Baptists today do not agree doctrinally with their Sabbatarian ancestors. Early American Sabbatarians rejected the Trinity, immortal soul teaching. They were against Christmas and Easter, and they promoted something closer to what the English Lollards and Waldensians did in the first century church. The oldest existing Seventh-day Baptist church in Milliard Church in London began in the 1600s. They always kept Passover, Lord's Supper, if you want to call it that, on the 14th day of the first Hebrew month. And this is not something Seventh-day Baptists do. Anyway, basically, in the late 1700s, those who are now called Seventh-day Baptists adopted Protestant positions, and they started to call themselves Sabbatarian Baptists. They also began to use the title Reverend for their ministers, insist on the immortality of the soul doctrine. They've started to put steeples on their buildings, and they became separate from Church of God brethren, who they claimed to be their ancestors. And by 1808, many Seventh-day Baptists considered the Protestants to be their true Christian brothers. And essentially, the Seventh-day Baptists are Protestants, with the main difference that they go to church on Saturday.
Do the modern-day Seventh-day Baptists hold the same doctrine as those they claim to be their ancestors?
No, I mentioned a few of them. But also now, they even say that some of their churches will ordain women. And there's no historical evidence that early Baptists or Seventh-day Baptist types did. So that's one of the many problems that they run into. Anyway, if baptism by immersion is the only criteria being a Baptist, then yeah, there's always had them. However, since they don't hold to numerous doctrines the early church held, as well as the Church of God has throughout history, no denominations called Baptists, including the Seventh-day Baptists, do not have perpetuity.
What doctrines are those that the denominational Baptists fail to obey?
Well, just consider the following about the first Christians. One, they kept the seventh-day Sabbath, so that did not eliminate the Seventh-day Baptists. Okay. Second, they kept Passover on the 14th. They didn't keep Easter Sunday. Well, that pretty much gets rid of the Seventh-day Baptists. Here's the other ones. They didn't eat biblically unclean meat, but modern Baptists do. They didn't accept the Trinity that Emperor Theodosius forced upon the world after the Council of Constantinople in 381. Early Christians opposed military service for Christians. I mentioned before, they didn't teach humans had immortal souls. They also taught the resurrected saints would reign on the earth before the second resurrection. And we know the Anabaptists were condemned by the Lutherans because they believe that, but the modern Baptists don't. And early Christians taught God would call others to salvation in the age to come. Now, we in the continuing Church of God hold on to these beliefs. And as I say, we have this fully documented in a free ebook called Hope of Salvation, How the Continuing Church of God Differs from Protestantism, which is, again, free at ccog.org. Now, we're not the only ones who say the Church of God has had such continuity. For example, last century, the late Church of God leader, Herbert W. Armstrong, pointed out, quote, "The Church of God is in direct continuous succession from the Apostolic Church founded by Christ in 31 AD. And as I mentioned, we have the doctrines that the early church has, and those are documented in this book, mostly by citing Protestant translations of the Bible, along with people that Protestants consider to be saints and scholars from them. Okay. Oh, Herbert Armstrong also said, "The true church continued, a little flock, almost unnoticed by the world." And that's certainly been the case. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if you're a Baptist, or for that matter, any other non-Church of God faith, I urge you to be like the Bereans of old in Acts chapter 17, verses 10 to 11. When the Apostle Paul spoke of things they didn't really necessarily agree with, they searched the scriptures as well as the facts of history to see if these things are so. And that's what I think you should do, all should do.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.